We're going to look at one of Paul's last day predictions, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. On May 11th, 2010, Pope Benedict XVI made an astute observation en route to visit the shrine in Fatima, Portugal. The greatest persecution of the church, he wrote, doesn't come from the enemies on the outside, but is born from the sin within the church. Of course, he wrote that in light of the public attention the church has been getting over the many allegations of sexual abuse and cover-up being leveled against it. And in light of the passage we're studying today, the Pope hit the nail right on the head. Our biggest problem as Christians didn't prove to be the systematic atheism of the Soviet Union or the invasion of Europe by Islamic armies in the Middle Ages. Our biggest problems are coming from inside Christianity, just as predicted by the writers of the Bible. As far as understanding prophecy goes, 2 Thessalonians 2 is a very important chapter of the Bible. So important, in fact, that I've gravitated to it many times before in our studies together. I want you to notice something critical that Paul says will happen before Jesus comes. He says there will be a falling away from the faith. The original Greek word he uses is apostasia, which is where we get our word apostasy. Now, this is very important because it confirms what Benedict wrote. The biggest problems faced by the Christian church come from within. Paul says that there will be a radical departure from the faith, enough of a departure that it will pave the way for the man of sin. Now, think about what that means. Modern Christianity has spent a lot of time trying to identify an outside antichrist, pointing the finger at various culprits, including suspects like Hitler, the New Age, communism, or radical Islam. But perhaps we should be taking a look at the substance of our own faith, taking stock and comparing our practice and belief to the words of Scripture. Is it possible that the biggest problems in the book of Revelation are actually brought on by self-professing Christians? Not only is it possible, it's biblical. And that's why it's so important to be honest with our lives in light of what the Bible teaches. We can't afford to play games with our faith because there's just too much at stake. Jesus did say, after all, that when He comes, there will be many people who call Him Lord and point to their wonderful works. But at the same time, they lived a life of iniquity, unwilling to actually do the will of God. In these last days before Christ returns, it's not enough to recite a few words and simply label yourself a Christian. You can't fool God, and you might just unwittingly become a part of the problem instead of the solution. And that's just one more reason that careful and honest Bible study done with a humble heart is just a better way to live.